What else, Jack, do we have on our list before we go to questions?
Well, I sent you a couple of different articles there. I wanted to have one last comment on this situation in Washington State. I mean, the obstruction charge may be brought against the state. The problem I see there is it appears that the state government's usurped in the sense that it's standing squarely in the way of historical constitutional procedure. It doesn't stand the test of constitutionality when it comes to harboring criminals, people that violate the rules that are clearly in place and can be seen even from the point of view of the U.S. Constitution, that is something that is unlawful. And so for the state to erect barriers to carry out that law would seem to somehow jeopardize their position as a state. And
Good point. Is
that's
the law obstruction? Is the law itself obstruction? It can't be law because it's unconstitutional. Right. But is that an obstruction?
Correct.
Well,
So anyway,
and I did want to get to that article where they quoted Jessica Pischko because she's been following me around the country, almost stalking me for the last 5 years because she had to write this book. And her whole thesis is how sheriffs are destroying democracy, or we're
undermining.
dangerous to democracy. And yeah, I pray to God that we always are a danger to democracy, but I hope that we are the stalwarts defending American liberty. And she's one of these other brainwashed reporters, authors, whatever she is. I asked her in the email. I sent her an email today. What are you? And because this is so off the path that we're supposed to be in America. And we're now actually saying, she said this, get this, Sheriff Leaf. She said, oh, you know her, because when we did that North Carolina event, she was there that day. I think she interviewed you, I'm pretty sure. And she's saying now that the office of sheriff should be abolished and that all county jails should be done away with. Yeah. So I wanted to ask her what we would do with a local felon or local murderer, rapist, a child molester, and drunk drivers. Where would we put them? Where would we put them? You have to take them to a state prison? What? State prisons aren't temporary holding centers. And so what would we do? And how would they bail out and all this stuff? So anyway, she's really, I never seen her this absurd. I almost said the word stupid, but my mom said not to call people stupid, so I won't do that.
Well,
It goes back to the sheriff come across the oceans do having certain common law powers and duties, and those common law powers and duties didn't go away. And she just doesn't understand it. You out and you try and limit their the news media, and boy, they come unglued. So why are you going to try and limit our So I
well-honored
asked her,
40?
I said, so who's supposed to be defending the Amish farmer right now from the FDA and U.S. Marshals and other people that destroy their farms and whatnot? You know, because she's heard me say that in my presentation lots of times. And how about defending Rosa Parks? And, you know, should we have been enforcing the Fugitive Slave Act that was way back at the beginning? You know,
Should
should
be enforcing the COVID
Harriet
mandates.
Tubman, Harriet Tubman was a criminal. Instead, she's now they honor her as a national hero. Why? Because she stood against corrupt government, and we stand against corrupt government today, and they want to put us in jail.
Checks and
Go ahead,
balances.
Jack.
Well, I mean, this is just another hit piece. She's written, it seems like one every week based on her book, The Highest Law in the Land. That's not the full title, and I've forgotten it because I don't hold that in my mind long. The Highest Law in the Land, How the Unchecked Power of Sheriffs Threatens Democracy. Okay, so first of all, she's telling the truth. And that may be a subtle thing, but you do threaten democracy. The states are
Yeah, we
required,
do.
the federal government is required to make the states a, promise them to
Thank
be
goodness we're not a
public.
democracy, or I could be in trouble.
Therefore, she's telling the truth. But as she moves through this material here, sheriff is particularly vulnerable to extremism and corruption. She tries to make an argument that because the sheriffs hadn't handled their own jails, that terrible things can happen in these jails. I would argue that the biggest terrible things happen in state controlled prisons
Federal jails, man. There you go.
and federal
Federal
jails.
jails.
And so, but anyway, she wants to make that case, and there's no way that anyone can argue with her in place there because the sheriff's departments do have control of their jails. And And you'd have to visit them individually to find out, what the story is. But so they don't have any numbers on how many people die in jail, but she's complaining that too many people are dying in jail. She says that Texas is one of the few states that require sheriffs to report deaths in custody. I would imagine all sheriffs would report deaths in custody if they
Oh
were
man,
asked.
that's one thing you can't hide. How about you, Sheriff, in your jail? Have you had very many deaths the last few years?
No, we had a hanging way back in 05 or 06, something like that. And we're mandated to report deaths in jails,
Of
and
course.
I go right on. I don't tell the
There's no
public.
way you could. There's no way you can
Right.
hide that. No, there's a body there, and somebody has to come pick it up. And no, the family has to be notified. And no, that I find that so absurd. No sheriff is going to try to hide that somebody committed suicide in their jail or whatever else. No way. That's absurd. And so I guess I found the answer to my question. What is Jessica Pischko? Absurd. So
Yeah,
yeah.
well, I think that's very kind.
Well,
I really think
she
she's
writes. She
really
writes
good
like a
in
true
this.
communist.
Yeah, she writes from the point of view of the Communist Party. She's a Bolshevik at heart. She's undermining the United States as we know it and as we love it, promoting ideology that was the same way done to the former Russian government of prior to 1918. When the Soviet Union was formed in 1918 or 19-ish. So, that's from her, that's her point of view. And you can read this material and you can see that it's directly carved out of the words that were used then and the attempts that were made against Germany earlier in that to make Germany become communist. And we've seen all sorts of representatives of the Soviet Union break free and say, this ideology is not confined here and it plans to move into the United States. And it began so in earnest in the 1950s in the US. And I don't understand who this woman is being paid by because I can't imagine that it makes that much of a difference to her. I mean, women just have a different point of view. They're not typically so crazy about politics. They're more interested in a way of life. And this way of life that she's promoting certainly wouldn't benefit children of women, for example. It never did. And it certainly encourages malnutrition and lower standards of living and income and so forth. But anyway, in here she tries to equate sheriffs with far right stuff. She claims that they're associated with nefarious groups like the Oath Keepers and that they're white supremacists, and this, and they tie in the Christian religion because that's also on the chopping block and make it sound like, if you prevented a government from interfering with a church service during the COVID hoax, that you were somehow siding with some grand plan to take over the government. And so she recommends in here that the sheriffs and so forth are standing in the as though we are attempting or you guys are attempting to take down the United States and create some, as she called it, nostalgic version of a former USA. And that's a quick
And I
summary.
find that so astonishing that the sheriffs that are standing against corruption and against criminality and trying to keep peace in a very effective and peaceful manner, that we're the problem. That we're the problem. Why doesn't she give a specific example of where a sheriff? Now, look, I know there's corrupt sheriffs and I know there's corrupt chiefs of police and I know there's corrupt judges, and we're
Or the
against all
FBI.
of that. But for the most part, the people are in charge and the sheriff reports to them. And then, so why doesn't she show Sheriff so and so really blew this and really did a horrible thing? She doesn't do any of that. She's just talking in generalities. And I mean, call the sheriffs out that that are doing this sort of stuff. I'll join you in that, Jesse. But the thing of it is, for the most part, is simply not there. And what are you saying about the National Sheriff's Association? They don't do anything about our democracy or our constitutional republic. They're not out there defending these sheriffs. What did the National Sheriff's Association, what did the NSA do for to help Sheriff Wagner out in Washington State? Are they defending him? Are they helping him? Did they hire him a lawyer? How about any other sheriffs that they've been going after? How about Sheriff Leaf and all that he's been going through? Did the National Sheriff's Association try to stand for him? She's acting like they're a part of the problem. And Sheriff Leaf, have you ever heard from the NSA how they could asking you how they could help you?
I haven't heard from my own state association how they could help on that because they actually did a hit piece on me a while back. when I made those comments about people being innocent until proven guilty. And one of my other comments was, we don't know if he's like, we didn't know if they were trying to kidnap the governor, if they were trying to make what they thought was a lawful arrest. And the hit piece went from the Michigan Sheriff's Association to the Prosecuting Attorneys Association, our own prosecutor in our county. But when my guys in my county were acquitted, crickets, not an apology, nothing.
Oh, of course. No, no. So, and how many of those other sheriffs have ever been to one of our seminars? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, okay, looks the time. Okay, we got about 5 minutes, a little over 5 minutes. We got any questions building up?
Sheriffs are key to freedom, but many don't know to use their authority because they don't fully comprehend the Constitution. Well, that's something you're trying to...
that's why we're here.
Yes.
We want them to comprehend the Constitution. It all boils down, folks, to the oath of office. You can't swear an oath to something that you've never read or studied and that you don't know anything about. You cannot keep your oath without really being a constitutionalist. You've got to study it. You've got to study what the founding fathers' intent was. And it doesn't take that long. You know, it's very, very, it's a quick read, shall we say.